It's time to get your geek on. Welcome to another episode of the 206 Geek. Here is your host, Todd, the 206 Geek.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd, the 206 Geek, and today is episode 54. I just posted an interview I did with Kyle and Charles from Dunce Cap Games. Check that out. It's about 53 minutes long. You probably already downloaded it if you're listening to this, because I just posted it. It was fun. I had a great time talking to those guys. Hopefully I'll be able to get them on again. And next time I have them on, hopefully I've played the game, a full round of the game, before I talk to them next. That's my hope anyway. A few things I wanted to talk about today. Number one, finally made it to 700 likes on the Facebook page. Thank you to everyone who has actually went and liked the page and has been liking and commenting on the things I've been sharing. I enjoy like finding cool stuff and funny things to share with you guys. And I was thinking, I was listening to another podcast the other day, and they have a voicemail number, and I used to have one. I actually still do. I just don't use it for the podcast because no one ever really used it. I would like to actually use it again, or at least attempt to use it again. If you guys have any questions, comments, or just you want to say hi, you can call and leave a voicemail at 206-504-3... I should know this. I used to say it all the damn time. My brain today has been very ADD, and it's been rebooting itself randomly. You ever have those days, or your computer has these days where just randomly decides to restart because it's overloaded with information? That's kind of what my brain's been doing today. It's kind of a pain in the ass, if you ask me. What was I doing? I was going to look something up, and I totally spaced on it. I was talking about because... all right, well, going forward... I totally lost my train of thought. Really. Lost the train of thought. There were no survivors. None whatsoever. It's been one of those days, man. I was talking about the Dunce Cap Games guys, Charles and Kyle. Very cool guys. So I have a few things. Oh, I was talking about 700 likes. That's what it was, I think. Yes. So I finally reached 700 likes on the Facebook page. Oh, voicemail. That's what it was. God, I'm sorry. I really am. Brain is fragmented like crazy today. Trying not to have. I'm closing my eyes now at this point because I'm trying not to like be distracted by other things and forgetting what I was talking about. The phone number for the podcast is. I even used to have it on the Facebook page for people. If you wanted to call and leave a voicemail or send me a text, you could. And you still can. I just have to remember the stupid number. 206-504-3190. That's it. 206-504-3190. If you want to shoot me a voicemail or a text, go ahead and shoot me a message. Let me know what you think of the show. If you got questions, comments, or you want to share your favorite joke, I'm always good for a joke. The podcast is not censored in any way, shape, or form, so if you want to tell a dirty joke, go for it. If you call in and tell me your favorite joke, I will play it on the next episode. How about that? Tell me your favorite joke. Call in, leave voicemail with your favorite joke, and let's keep the voicemails kind of brief. I don't want to hear a huge story. I mean, I would appreciate the people calling in, but something brief. Tell me your favorite joke. the joke you like telling new people. When you meet a new friend, what's the first joke you tell them to kind of give them an idea of your sense of humor? What's your favorite joke? I can tell you one of mine. One of my favorite jokes that I always tell people is this. A friend of mine told me this after visiting Scotland, and this is a joke he heard from a Scotsman. He goes, "What is the difference between Mick Jagger and a Scotsman?" Mick Jagger says, "Hey, you, get off my cloud." Scotsman says, "Hey, McLeod, get off my you." Of course, that's a terrible accent. I apologize. And I realize not every Scots person, or not, actually, I would imagine not any Scotsman, well, I'm sure there's probably one or two out there that are into sheep shagging. But still, it's a funny joke. I always thought that was hilarious. And an ewe, E-W-E, is a female sheep. So, hey, McLeod, get off my ewe. Yeah. I always thought that was funny. And then another favorite joke of mine that I, kid-friendly even, what's invisible and smells like carrots? Bunny farts. That actually was probably, I don't know if it still is her favorite. My sister, Heidi, when we were kids, that was her favorite joke to tell people. Her favorite joke to tell adults, because she thought it was, I don't know if, maybe it's my perception of this situation, but I think she thought because it was kind of dirty, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes here. That's one of her favorite jokes. It was, what's invisible and smells like carrots? Bunny farts. So I always thought that was funny as well. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about today is this year. I don't know if it's this weekend specifically. I think it might be this weekend specifically because Boomerang is, for the weekend, allowing people to watch Scooby-Doo for free. There's a bunch of Scooby-Doo episodes on Boomerang's website and their app if you have an account. You know what? Go ahead and subscribe to it, especially if you like Scooby-Doo like me. Subscribe to Boomerang. Get it. It's a great app, especially if you have kids and you want them to watch good animation. Hanna-Barbera stuff on there, DC, some DC stuff, and lots of Warner Brothers stuff. All Warner Brothers stuff and Hanna-Barbera. So Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, Wacky Races, what else? Baby Looney Tunes, great stuff. But yeah, this year and this weekend is Scooby-Doo's 50th birthday. Is Scooby-Doo, the show, well, the dog too, I suppose, is now 50 years old. How cool is that? I knew Scooby-Doo had been around for a long time, and I knew he was around since I was a baby. I just didn't realize. I mean, it never really clicked anyway. I knew that the show started in 1969, but it for me, 1969 is just a couple years before I was born. So it doesn't seem like it's been that long. Again, this is one of those things, realization of how old I'm getting. I'm going to be 48 in like a week. Next week, I'll be 48 years old. This whole month is my birthday month, September. 48 years old. Can you believe that? I don't feel it, thankfully. I'm not complaining, but you know, still, it's when you realize you're getting old, it's like a nut punch, honestly. Straight up, like, hey, what's that? Pop right in the mommy daddy button. But so yeah, it's Scooby-Doo's 50th birthday this weekend. Happy birthday, Scooby-Doo. See what else. Things I've posted on Facebook in the last few days. Season 2 of the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone starts filming in the first week of October up in Vancouver, BC. That would be cool to watch them filming the Twilight Zone. I mean, you would have no idea what the hell is going on because a lot of it probably has to do with CGI and stuff. But I think it'd be fun to watch. What else here? Oh yes, Podchaser is a website that's kind of like it's kind of like Internet Movie Database, but for podcasts instead of TV shows and movies and just actors in general in production. No, Podchaser.com. I believe it's Podchaser.com. Yes, Podchaser.com is like the Internet Movie Database, but for podcast and podcasters. So you can find your favorite person. They'll have a profile on there, and if they have a podcast, that will also be on there. I posted on the 12th, just a couple days ago, my podcaster profile. And one of the things I thought was kind of cool about Podchaser, they just implemented a top 8 podcast. And amongst my top 8 podcasts, I have Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, In Love with Michael Rosenbaum and Chris Sullivan. Those are two separate podcasts, by the way. But they're both done by Michael Rosenbaum, who, if you don't know the name, he is Lex Luthor from Smallville. And he's done a bunch of other great things, too. Funny guy. I kind of relate to him a bit. Since I've been listening to his podcast, it's like, oh, I totally am that way, too, man. I said in my review of the podcast, both of them actually are like this. Have you ever listened to a podcast where it felt like you were eavesdropping on the coolest conversation in the middle of the night at Denny's? That's what this is like. It's, you're listening to this podcast and you get sucked right in because you're like, okay, yeah, I've done that. Oh, I feel that way too. Holy shit, I'm not the only one that does that kind of thing. And, it makes in both podcasts. It almost feels like you're eavesdropping on a therapy session. It's another reason why I really enjoy both of these shows. Now, the Inside of You podcast with Michael Rosenbaum is basically him talking to his friends and coworkers that he's worked with over the years. Beginning of a year, late last year, he did a whole series of interviews with people he worked with on Smallville, which were really cool. A lot of the interviews, he asks point blank, do you have anxiety on anything? Do you ever get depressed? And I love that. I think that is awesome. And he asks them, because he looks to his friends and his coworkers for guidance, because, at least my perception of Michael Rosenbaum is he's definitely ADD. He's definitely ADHD, because I am as well, and it can tell. although I think he does have some help on his podcast to kind of keep him reined in on topics so he doesn't get distracted too easily. I used to have that, but no longer, so I apologize if I ever go on a tangent for longer than a couple minutes and then forget where I was going, like I did earlier today on this podcast. Totally forgot what I was doing. And then his new podcast, In Love with Michael Rosenbaum and Chris Sullivan. Chris Sullivan is on a TV show that's really popular right now, This Is Us. And he's also Taserface from the Guardians movies. And also, I found out recently, he's the camel from the Geico commercials. Hump Day! So, that still cracks me up. You know what day it is? You know what day it is? Hey, Janice, you know what day it is? Yeah. Podchaser.com is like the Internet Movie Database for podcast and podcasters. It will tell you what podcast podcasters and guests have been on. If you look up Michael Rosenbaum on this Podchaser website, it will show every podcast he's ever done, what episodes he's been on, what shows he's a host of, producer, whatever else. It's really cool. I spent a day or two just inputting guests of mine on the podcast, on to the 206 Geek podcast profile. So everybody I talked to in the past 6 years, basically, and I haven't talked to a lot of people, mind you, but I have talked to a few cool people that I think are probably on other shows as well, have been guests or have their own shows. And so I inputted a lot of those. I created profiles for them if they didn't have one. You can do that. So the other thing is, if you know someone who's been on a podcast and you know, like, their Twitter account or whatever, you can create a podcaster profile or a podcast profile. It's better if it's your podcast, but if you know someone who is on a show and it's not listed, you can submit it to be on there, and they, of course, will verify and then approve it and all that. But let's see here. Yeah, so I posted my Podchaser profile. If you want, I know I've been rambling about this. Get to the point, Todd. Go ahead and set up an account. It doesn't cost anything, and they don't email you a lot, which is cool. But if you like podcasts and you want to find other podcasts for like-minded things, it also has a rating system and a review system. So if you like a show or like a specific episode even, you can do reviews. You can give a star rating on each individual episodes or the podcast as a whole, which is cool. You can give my podcast a rating and a review. You can go to podchaser.com/the206geek. So let's see here. What else? Oh, yes, and I already mentioned that I talked to Kyle and Charles from Dunce Cap Games. I shared links to both of their card games, Compatibility, and then there's Soup to Nuts. Oh, yes, and on the 12th of September was the birthday for Pinky and the Brain. Actually, wait, it was on the 9th. It was September 9th, 1993 was the first episode of Pinky and the Brain. One of my Facebook friends. And he's a really cool guy. I probably would, if I was able to, I would probably hang out and talk to him and just enjoy this guy's company. Keith Tucker, who was an animator for Warner Brothers during the time of Pinky and the Brain. He goes to conventions and he sells his art. And some of the ones I saw that I really wanted to have, but I just didn't have the money for, he did comic book covers, parodies of the Walking Dead, but had Pinky and the Brain on them. And they were absolutely brilliant. I need to get myself a copy of those. I should really reach out to him and find out if I can just buy one off of him over the internet, because, you know, they're awesome and stuff and stuff. See what else? There is a new version, a new TV series of Stephen King's The Stand that starts filming up in Vancouver. When is it? Let me click the link and find out what it says as far as when they start filming. Which means there's going to be a new version of The Stand available somewhere in the next couple of years. Let's see here. Filming starts September 16th to March 11th. It will be for the CBS All Access platform. And it's starring Alexander Skarsgård will be the big bad, Randall Flagg, a.k.a. the Devil. So, and I'm pretty sure that Mr. Skarsgård is the brother of the gentleman who plays the new Pennywise. Let's see here. Okay. There's a bunch of... Ooh. So, not only will I have that gentleman on there, but Whoopi Goldberg will be on there, and so will James Marsden. And James Marsden, if you didn't know, was the gentleman who played Scott Summers in the original X-Men movies. You know, Cyclops. So yeah, that looks like it might be cool. And I would imagine, just like anything else that Stephen King has ever had made into a movie, he's had a small part in it. He was doing it in his movies long before Stan Lee ever did it with his movies. So just a little bit of trivia for you folks. And somebody posted on the Nerds Collide Facebook group. Actually it was Josh. Josh posted this, that Disney Plus will be launching, Disney Plus launch will include the 90s Marvel animated series X-Men, Spider-Man, and more. And I'm like, yes, okay, take my money. Oh my god. So X-Men from 1992, Spider-Man from 1984, Spider-Woman from 1979, Spider-Man from 1981... Spider-Man has Amazing Friends, Iron Man, Fantastic Four, Incredible Hulk, Silver Surfer, and Spider-Man Unlimited. These are all TV shows, animated TV shows, that will be on the Disney Plus platform. Which just solidifies me needing to have that access to that account, or a account on that platform. So, I'm thinking... that's the thing. Everyone says that cord cutting is cheaper. And depends. Excuse me. It depends on what you want to watch. If you don't watch a lot of stuff, cord cutting can be quite a bit cheaper than having cable or satellite TV. But if you're like me and you're like, you love yourself some animation and TV and movies. I now have... I recently re-upped on my DC Universe subscription. I've actually considered subscribing and paying for a whole year just so I have it. And so I can watch new shows and new episodes of shows once they come out. They just started season 2 of Titans, and so far season 2 is better. It's not dragging ass like it was in the first season. We've already been introduced to Deathstroke, and this version of Deathstroke is a total badass. And they're actually calling him Deathstroke versus, you know, on the Teen Titans cartoon they call him Slade, because Slade doesn't have the word death in it, and I think that was why they called him Slade. Because it's still Deathstroke, but, you know. And that's one of the things, is like, I always thought that was weird. Why does the bad guy have just a simple name like Slade, you know? And I always thought that was kind of a lame bad guy name. I thought he should have had a way cooler bad guy name. I mean, even Lex Luthor, that sounds like a bad guy. Lex Luthor. Slade just sounds like... Well, it sounds like a metal band from the 70s, is what it sounds like. For those of you who don't know, Slade is the band who originally recorded and wrote the song Come On, Feel the Noise way before Quiet Riot recorded it in the 80s. So, yeah, I don't know. It's okay, it says Disney Plus kicks off on November 12th and will cost $6.99 U.S. per month. Or 70 US per year. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's about what DC Universe costs. Actually, I think DC Universe is a little bit more per month. I think it's like $8 or $9 a month and like 75 for a year. It also looks like it will include other classics such as DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, Chip and Dale's, Gargoyles. Oh my god. Gargoyles. Loved Gargoyles. Okay. I'm definitely... If X-Men wasn't going to be enough to pull me in and make me want to subscribe, Gargoyles will definitely be doing that. That was such a good show. I think part of the reason why I loved that show is I think, I want to say there's like three or four cast members from Star Trek The Next Generation who were voice actors on the show. Xanatos was Jonathan Frakes, you know, the bearded one. Riker, Commander Riker. And then the female, the evil female gargoyle was played by damn it. I've been having this problem all day. I can see the person in my mind's eye, and I know the person's name, but for whatever reason, my brain's going, no, giving me the bird. It is Marina Sirtis and Counselor Troy, and I can't think of her character name. But yes, oh my God, that was such a good show. You know, it's not here, and it should be, and it probably is going to be on there, but it's not listed here, is the Gummy Bears cartoon. Loved that show. Says the Disney Plus app will also launch with new and old movies and TV shows from Marvel, Star Wars, and other Disney imprints, as well as Disney animated classics. Alrighty. That's cool. Alright. So what else did we want to talk about? So we're like a month away from the season premiere of all of the Arrowverse, pretty much, I think. If not all of the Arrowverse, like half of the Arrowverse. So like Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, I think they're all starting in like the first week of October. And I think, I'm pretty sure I remember reading someplace that if it's not in the first half of the crossover for the Infinite Earth crossover, it might be in the second half. But it looks like Black Lightning is going to be part of the crossover, which is amazing. Because think about it. They've announced so many people from various other DC TV show projects over the past 50-odd years, whatever. Shows as old as Wonder Woman from the 70s. Is Wonder Woman, Linda Carter is supposed to make an appearance as Diana Prince, at least Diana Prince. I hope we get to see her in a Wonder Woman costume. I still think Linda Carter is very attractive. I think she's got to be in her 60s or 70s at this point, but she's still really, really attractive. See what else. Looks like the 90s Flash will be coming back to Crisis on Infinite Earth as well, which is great because he was in there for all of 10 seconds last year. That kind of bummed me out. So nerdbot.com shared a story that I posted on Facebook. Where did I post it? I posted it on the 11th. So if you go back, you go to 206geek.com, excuse me, facebook.com/206geek and scroll down to around September 11th, around 12:30 p.m., there is a story there, Goliath voice actor on board for a future Gargoyles reboot. And you know what? I would love to see, or at least I would love to hear David Keith do Goliath one more time. That would be, if not Goliath, I would love to see him and the other cast members have cameo appearances as other Gargoyles or other characters. Although having him come back as Goliath would be amazing. Let's see here. This is what it says here on nerdbot.com. It says, Gargoyles was by far one of the most loved cartoons on television growing up in the 90s. They had McDonald's toys and a game that came with a video cassette. Heck, my little brother, who is still now in his 30s, still has the costume and the inflatable wings that came with it packed away somewhere. No matter how you slice it, Gargoyles was great, and you will never be able to beat that narration. That show was pretty awesome. I liked the characters. I liked the story. The voice cast was amazing. Hold on. There we go. I don't know. Hopefully you're able to hear what I just said. I thought the mic got quiet. Anyways, it was a great show. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to being able to watch it again, because I don't even think the Disney channel or Disney XD plays it anymore. It hasn't played it since I think the early 2000s. That's the last time I remember seeing it. I would love to see that show again. Actually, there's a clip from the opening theme. Hold on. Yeah, great show. Oh man, Disney had the coolest cartoons back in the 90s. That and Gummy Bears were like my absolute favorite Disney cartoons in the 80s and 90s. And of course, you know, the Disney Afternoon, which is DuckTales and all the other cartoons I mentioned earlier. Let's see here. I get notifications from Facebook. Oh, about 9 years ago, I posted on Instagram. I was on Instagram. God, has it really been 9 years? Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. This original wasn't posted on Instagram. This was posted someplace else, I think. And I recently posted it on Instagram. That's what it was. I posted a Zombieland haiku. Zombies everywhere. Time to nut up or shut up. Twinkies, here I come. Oh, man. Yes. And then I posted a meme that says, "Describe what you do for a living, but make it sound scary." Now, let's see what I have here. These are some of the responses I got. I offer daily sacrifices to Infinite Monkey. I don't know what Infinite Monkey is, but that definitely does sound scary, making any kind of sacrifices. This one says, I show up to strangers' houses and take all of their belongings. Yeah, that could be kind of freaky, especially if it's not something you wanted. Here we go. This one's actually really creative. I love this one. Blend unfertilized chickens with creamed fluid of cows and the flesh of fruit or maybe essence of plants. Burn them until satisfied with their texture and smell. That sounds great. It's making me hungry, actually. Oh, yes, and this episode, the big reason why I wanted to do this episode is I'm celebrating 700 likes on Facebook. Again, thank you. Thank you to all the people who have actually gone and liked the Facebook page. And if you're not a follower of the 206 Geek on Facebook, why aren't you? If you're on Facebook, please go like the page, facebook.com/206geek. And if you're not a Facebook person, don't worry. Everything that I post on Facebook gets cross-posted to Twitter and the website, so 206geek.com. Of course, I think some of the things will take you to Facebook, but the fair amount of things that I share are links to other things away from Facebook, so you're safe. All right, what else? Ooh, I posted this story from comicbook.com. Build-A-Bear reveals a new Deadpool bear. And, you know, that's awesome, especially if you like Deadpool and you like teddy bears. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of, this is actually kind of cool. I'm looking through all the pictures that are on this story right now. All right, this is what it says here. It says, created by Rob Liefeld, Deadpool debuted in 1991, and in the decades since has proven himself as one of the deadliest characters in the entire Marvel universe. A ruthless mercenary, because, you know, he's a moose. Ruthless mercenary who has never pulled his punches, and either his acts of violence or crude sense of humor, film adaptations of the character have rightfully earned an R rating in order to accurately depict all of the carnage he causes. The popularity of Deadpool and Deadpool 2 have seen a massive surge of merchandise honoring the character, with fans now able to show their love for their merc with a mouth by purchasing a Build-A-Bear celebrating the character. And when I saw this posting, my first thought was, Ripped Apparel has a t-shirt that just is called Deadpoo. Deadpooh. Deadpoo. Which is Winnie the Pooh wearing the Deadpool costume. I saw this, and I shared that image with the person who originally shared this story. I was like, it's Deadpool. That's Deadpool. You know, but yeah, I don't know. This is pretty awesome. And then it goes on to saying here, the bears are online exclusives, which the site describes. Here comes a Build-A-Bear as Deadpool. This action-packed character is outrageously fun and online exclusive collector's item. He's even comes with a plush sword accessory set that can attach to his back or wrists. Build-A-Bear as Deadpool is a wacky, zany, mouthy hero that is a must-have for your collection. In addition to the standard bear, fans can also purchase a number of gift sets, which include accessories. Build-A-Bear as Deadpool is just being as wacky and zany and mouthy himself. Build-A-Bear as Deadpool is just being his wacky, zany, mouthy self in this awesome gift set. It includes Build-A-Bear as Deadpool wearing his own bunny ears with a plush mobile phone, backpack, and drink wristy. Alrighty then. I have a friend of mine who goes by the name Fluffy Bunny. Hi, Myron. When I worked with him, he would literally be walking around the office wearing bunny ears. Way before Macaulay Culkin took the bunny ears thing and made it into a podcast empire. So I don't know. I think both Myron and Macaulay Culkin will probably really dig this Build-A-Bear as Deadpool with the bunny ears. You can also get him cowboy hat and cowboy boots, because, you know, Deadpool looks awesome as a cowboy. Oh my god. The quote-unquote smell you later. Actually, this character is going to stop and smell the roses first. This unique gift set features a Build-A-Bear as Deadpool holding his own plush rose bouquet. The hero that's captured everyone's hearts is taking it to the next level with this fun little gift set. Yeah, now there's so many here. I'm not going to read this all. But yeah, I posted this. I shared this anyway on September 10th at 1 p.m., 1:18. So yeah, you should check that out, especially if you like Deadpool. I really thought that was funny. And of course, I already talked about this. At Inside of You Pod and In Love Podcast are both great podcasts. It's like eavesdropping on a 3 a.m. Denny's conversation. I still think that's 100% accurate as far as podcasts go. And when I shared this really funny picture, if you don't follow Terry Crews on Instagram, you really should, because he recently posted a photo of a completed Lego TIE Fighter set. Looks awesome. It's massive. It looks like there's a lot of pieces there. I don't know if Terry made it or if he was just enjoying it and wanted to share the photo. But either way, that's pretty damn cool. It says here, all finished, my Star Wars Lego TIE LN Starfighter is complete. I had a blast creating this. Lego teaches me a lot about life. I've learned that we human beings are like Legos. Just because you are in pieces does not mean you're broken. No, sometimes you just have to disassemble and put the parts right back again. Actually, I didn't read that before today. That's really awesome. Yeah, Terry Crews is amazing. I like that guy. Funny as fuck, too. I recently rewatched Idiocracy, and him as President Camacho is so funny. Oh my god, he's hilarious. so funny. I also shared a YouTube stream that is gonna go live on the 20th, and I'm hoping there's gonna be something there. I hope it has something. There's a live stream that is going to go active on the 20th of September, and this is the live stream that's supposed to take place in Nevada, near Rachel, Nevada, Area 51, Nevada. So I shared that link back on September 9th on the Facebook page, and if you haven't already subscribed to that channel that I'm talking about, now's your chance to at least see what's going to happen. I suspect we're going to see a lot more people getting arrested and thrown in jail. If you haven't heard already, there's already a couple people, a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old from the other side of the world, I think from, like, Norway, I think is what it said, or Sweden, one of the two. They're Scandinavian either way. And they got arrested for trespassing on government property. And I was thinking to myself earlier today that when I first read that, I was like, well, it's a good thing they were posting about it, because if they hadn't told anybody where they were going other than, hey, we're going to America, if they hadn't said, hey, we're going to Nevada, we're going to go check out this Area 51, they probably would have just disappeared, or, you know, something else would have happened, and they wouldn't have been arrested. They would have, you know, would have been just kind of swept under the rug. Oh, man. Oh, did I post that twice? I totally did. Oh, man. Sometimes I don't know if it's, same. I posted it twice. I posted an image of Yoshi from Mario wearing a Godzilla costume. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then I shared a photo from the lightning storm we had last week. We don't get these all that often, but we do get them. I remember the last time I saw a lightning storm like this, and it scared the shit out of me back then, too. Back in 2005, we had full-on Midwest thunderstorm, like lightning bolts that are bouncing from cloud to cloud. If you've never seen a lightning storm like that, it's really, it's breathtaking, but it's scary as fuck, too. Sorry for the language, but seriously, it scared the piss out of me. Yeah. God. And there's nothing scarier than watching the whole sky just light up. and the thunder is so loud that you feel it. You feel the bass from that sound. It's not just the sound is loud and you feel that thunder like rumbling through the area. All of a sudden I got hiccups. I don't know why. All right. Let's see what else. So there was something else. Ooh, I saw this yesterday and I haven't. Have you ever seen something so gross? A food item so gross that you almost feel like you want to throw up in your mouth just a little bit. Yeah, that's kind of how I was with this. And of course, now I'm trying to click on the link and it's not loading up. Okay, maybe it is. I just have to wait for the internet to start functioning properly here. I do not want to sign up. Go away. I just want to look at the article. Oh, man. How many people actually sign up for updates to a website just because it asks you to sign up before you can look at whatever it is the link is? Those always irritate me to the point where I never go back to that site. Anyways, so Thrillist.com posted this yesterday. Hostess teased the existence of a peanut butter and pickle Twinkie, and people are scared. I one of two things here. Either the person who created this was really, 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 really stoned, or they were pregnant. Or hopefully not a combination of the two, because I don't think that would be good for the baby. Either way, this is what it says here. Some things in life just exist without reason. There's seasonal allergies, Forever 21's mall-themed collaboration with the U.S. Postal Service, and pumpkin spice-flavored protein powder. Tell me why we need that. Hostess appears to have a solid contribution to the list of things that simply shouldn't be, by tweeting out this horrifying photo of a peanut butter and pickle sandwich flavored Twinkie. Ugh. Again, just reading that out loud, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Fucking gross. Don't worry. Peanut butter and pickle Twinkies are not real. Oh my God, thank you. It's scary for a second there. They won't be hitting the grocery store junk food aisles anytime soon, at least not that we know of. However, their mere image and thought of them alone was enough to cause alarm. I mean, yes, it looks like it's complete. Well, it is Photoshopped, but no. Okay, Hostess, you're fired. Hostess, it says, only the real ones know about these. # Twinkies, # peanut butter, # pickles. Ugh. No, Hostess, real ones don't know about this. Real ones have left the chat room. The replies to Hostess monstrosity were swift and merciless. Not today, Satan. It has an animated gif of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. All right, here's another good one. It shows a picture of Bill Hader from It Chapter 2 and Pennywise from It Chapter 2. And it says, underneath Bill Hader, it says, me. And it, underneath Pennywise, it says, this post. oh, wow. This is what happens when Hostess is bath salts. Hell no. Oh, that's funny. Okay. And then there's a photo of oh, what's her name? I don't even know. Brain is just mush today. Celine Dion, there we go. That's the one I'm looking for. Celine Dion, it says, Je téléphone à la police. I'm assuming that is calling the police or something to that effect. Not everyone thought it was a terrible idea. However, in fact, some citizens of the internet even wanted to try it. After all, peanut butter and pickle is a controversial sandwich that exists. An allegedly delicious blend of nuttiness with the tang of vinegar. Ugh, ugh. Stop with the description of what it tastes like, because that sounds disgusting. Seriously, I'm going to throw up into this microphone. My God, why am I still reading? I should stop. Oh my God.
Oh my.
To say the least, oh my goodness. All right, I think you know what? You guys can, if you want to see or read the rest of the comments that follow. You're welcome to. I think I'm done because the more I'm reading this, the more I need to go use the bathroom and evacuate my stomach. And I think I'm actually getting to the end of an hour here. I'm at 52 minutes and 10 seconds, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and cut this one short because I've already recorded another hour earlier today. But I wanted to do an official episode. This is episode 54. And again, if you want to reach out to the podcast, you have a question, comment, or you want to tell me your favorite joke, you can leave a voicemail at 206-504-3190. 206-504-3190. And yeah, leave a voicemail. If you leave a voicemail, I will play it on the next episode. If you especially if you tell me a joke, anything longer than a couple minutes will probably not get played on the podcast, but I'll listen to them all. I might respond to a question or two, but if I just don't want to get flooded with a bunch of long voicemails. So keep them short. Tell me a joke, ask a question, leave a comment, whatever. 206-504-3190. And I will talk to you guys next week. Next week, I might even record at Cousin Marianne's 50th birthday party. Because this is her 50th year, and she's celebrating her this whole month. And I'm thinking I'm going to record at her birthday. I think we might do something. If nothing else, I'm going to live stream some of the stuff that is happening because she's gonna have music, she's gonna have comedy, she's gonna have alcohol and food. It's gonna be an amazing time. I would invite you guys, but I don't know if she necessarily wants all five of you showing up. I know there's more than five people that listen to my podcast, but that's kind of where my mind thinks a lot of times. I have like five people that listen. You can feel free to prove me wrong by calling and leaving a voicemail at 206-504-3190. And I will play your joke on next week's episode or on a episode that's coming up in the next few weeks. If I don't get to it next week, it will be the week after. Oh, and I got my, I don't think I mentioned it. I probably did, and I'm totally spacing on because I'm having a very ADHD kind of day. I got myself a new microphone. Well, new to me. I got it used online because it was within my price range. I got an iRig Mic Studio XLR. It's a nice mic. It sounds good, doesn't it? I got this because my friend Anthony PayPal'd me some money. Because I posted that it was my birthday month and I was accepting blah, blah, blah. It was more or less a joke. I wasn't really even being serious, but it was like, you know, if you want to, you know, take me out and or buy me something for my birthday, I'm not going to say no to it. So he's like, well, what do you want? I was like, well, here's my PayPal. And he sent me some money, and I immediately went, I had bookmarked this microphone, and I was like, I want to get that mic. It probably will sound better than my other mic. Plus, it'll be nice to have a second mic again. I only have the one XLR mic. I have several mics, but I only had one XLR mic, which I think is the mic that sounds the best. Now I have two XLR mics, which are excellent. XLR, excellent. Kind of where my brain goes. Anyways.
Meanwhile.
All right, back on topic. I was trying to end the podcast. That's what it was. Again, I'm having a very ADD day. My brain is all over the place. I apologize. Hopefully it's entertaining for you guys and not maddening. Because it sometimes causes me to kind of go a little nutty. But either way, I'm babbling. And I wanted to end this podcast. And I'm still talking. And yes. Anyways, thanks for listening. Again, if you want to send a voicemail or send me a text even, 206-504-3190. I almost gave you the wrong number. All right. So yes, you can leave a voicemail, send a text at that number, and I will, if it's a short voicemail, I will play it on a future episode of the podcast. I would love for people to start sending in like voicemails and stuff. That would be cool. I want to hear from you guys, so please shoot me a message through voicemail or send me a text. Talk to you later. Bye.